WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Last year, the city of Chicago was given an unprecedented opportunity. It got nearly $2 billion in federal COVID-19 relief money. The city used that money, in addition to hundreds of millions in bond funding, to create the Chicago Recovery Plan. The plan aims to bolster community organizations helping the city's most vulnerable people, those affected by violence, mental health issues, and more. A year later, these dollars are just starting to trickle down. WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel has more.
At a downtown legal aid agency that overlooks Lake Michigan, Lindsay Nathan's office sits next to a corner for kids to play while their parent, usually their mom, gets legal help.
Kids really get into it, and there's like a bucket of, you know, the toys under there. So sometimes it's like, okay, mommy's going to go. And the kid's like, no, I don't want to go. And I'm like, okay, we got to go.
Nathan has been an attorney assisting survivors of domestic abuse for 11 years with Ascend Justice. The organization is slated to get hundreds of thousands of federal funding to offset the impacts of the pandemic.
With the pandemic, it's like you've got an explosion of abuse, you've got an explosion of clients, you've got an explosion of people needing these free services and free services that are just very overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. So I think we saw, like, for the first time, really, in the time since I've been here, other than my maternity leave, we've been closed for intake.
Now, the organization says it'll get $190,000 a year, the biggest city grant they've ever gotten, to pay two staff attorneys for the next 3 years.
It may seem small, like, relatively. I mean, to us, we're in legal aid, like, any amount of money, you know, kind of like, give me $50, right? Yeah. I'll use it. We need it, you know.
Nathan's group is one of many slated for unprecedented funding made possible by the windfall of federal dollars. But there are still many organizations waiting. Of the $1.2 billion slated for new projects, just $250 million of that will be spent by the end of this year. Some advocates say that's because the city has been slow to issue requests for proposals and get contracts signed in order to start doling out the cash. Jenny Bennett, the city's chief financial officer, says the gradual rollout is in part intentional.
The intention was always to have, you know, some portion of that money spent in those subsequent years so that we could carry forward programs. So it's not like, for example, you see a big influx of mental health money 1 year and then the money goes away, but that we're effectively building real capacity over time and creating some sustainability in those programs.
But there is still a cliff on the horizon. All COVID-19 federal funding or ARPA funds need to be spent by 2026. After that, it's unclear what will happen to the organizations receiving unprecedented funds. That's why Amanda Pyron, an anti-domestic violence advocate, made the case to Chicago aldermen at a recent hearing to start thinking now about how to incorporate this type of spending in the future.
We really need to sustain these services. For instance, these attorneys that are now representing survivors in the court will still be needed once the ARPA funds dry up.
Back at Ascend Justice, Mackenzie Griffith was recently hired with federal funding to give legal help.
Mackenzie, hi. I'm Mariah.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. So you've been here how long?
Like 8 days. 9 days, I think.
She's still setting up her desk near the kids' corner of the office. Once in full swing, Griffith will take on about 25 cases, helping moms who've been the victims of abuse, and the organization hopes freeing up the office to start taking new clients for the first time since its pandemic-era closure. Mariah Wolfel, WBEZ News.